Baptist Radio. I've just been joined by two lovely ladies. Now, I'm going to get the names right. Normally, I'm useless with names. It's Julie.
Yes.
Okay, and hello, Julie.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. And we've got Sally in as well.
Hi,
hello,
yeah.
Sally. How are you?
I'm very well, thank
now,
you.
Now, we go back a long way, Sally, don't we? But not like that.
No, not like that. Definitely not like that.
You used to work in the bank, didn't you?
I did, yes.
In Barclays Bank.
I did, many years ago.
How long ago did you give up there then?
21 years ago I left.
Really? How long were you? So you're only there for about 10 years or so then?
Yeah, not long.
All right. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, we had lots of fun.
Good. I know the bank manager there, he's been there since like he left school.
I know.
He's been there hundreds of years, hasn't he?
They do hold on to their stuff.
I can't remember what his name is. It's Dave, isn't it? Dave Redstone.
Yes.
Where did that come from? See? Blast from the past. Anyway, you're not here to talk about robbing banks and things like that. Not that we were going to, Dave. you're here to talk about something serious, actually.
Yes. So we're from Trading Standards and we are part of the IWASP partnership, Isle of Wight Against Scams partnership. And we were notified yesterday of an email scam. One of our residents let us know that they'd received this email purporting to be from the TV licence and saying that their direct debit hadn't been paid and they needed to log in and make a payment. This is clearly a scam. We've been on the TV licence website and they, and to quote them, they say some customers are receiving scam email messages saying they are due a refund or need to keep up their payments. A link directs customers to a fake version of the official website and then asks them to enter personal information and bank details. They're requesting if you receive this email, delete it. It is a scam. Do not click on the link. Do not enter or submit any information, particularly bank account details. If you have entered it personal information as a result of this, please report it to Action Fraud Helpline. And if you have submitted any bank account or card details, contact your bank straight away and let them know this. TV license will never ever contact you in this way regarding payments or refunds.
So just coming back, why shouldn't you click on the link? Because so many people will, just to see what it is. Why shouldn't you click on the link?
Because if you click on that link, it will take you to the scammer's website. And this website will very likely look very much like the genuine one. And the minute you put your bank details in, they've got your bank details. And they can use that to take money from your account.
Simples, isn't it? It really is simple. Yeah. I just wanted to highlight the point because it's very, very simple just to click on that, just to see what it is. You know, they're not going to contact you that way. They're just not. So don't click on it.
That's a biggie that we say whenever with any emails. Never click on any links or attachments from anyone that you don't know. If you are concerned that maybe it is from the genuine company, find your own details. So find your own email address for the company or find your own phone number for the company and contact them yourself and say, have you contacted me? And 99% of the time they will say, no, it's a scam.
Will they chase things up as well on your behalf? If just say, for instance, if you do that, you go through a rigmarole of doing that and they say, because we've had a problem with BT in the past where they were sending out and they actually chased them up. And I think they ended up prosecuting them because obviously it was bad for business for them.
From what I read on, it does say actually on their website that they won't send any information by email and they are investigating the source of the fraud.
Yeah, good.
By reporting it to Action Fraud, they are the data collection arm, if you like, of the Metropolitan Police. So they... residents are asked to let them know of any scams or frauds that are taking place. Now, that doesn't mean they will do anything with it, but they are then able to build a picture to direct resources to the most troublesome areas. So the most high-profile scams, repeat offenders, they will then direct their resources to that.
Just one thing that happened to my mum recently, which is very similar. She got a phone call to say that it was pretending to be BT... How they knew that she was with BT is another clever thing. And I keep saying to my mum, see, the thing is, these people are cleverer than you and I. They're sneakier than you and I. Mm. And the trouble is with my mum, she doesn't like anybody being more intelligent than she does. So she's insulted by that. So straight away, the guard is down. I'll deal with this. And I say, no, you've got to think of it another way. They are. They're sneaky. They're horrible. And before you know it, because of you being slightly sort of, in a way, slightly arrogant, that you think you can deal with it, don't. Just back off. Put the phone down and just think about what they've just said. We say that you haven't paid anything. One thing you can do is you can check your bank statement.
Yep.
And if it's paid out, if you've got your bank statement to hand or you do online banking, just go and check out your bank statement. And if it's been paid, then you know in your own mind that that is wrong.
Yep.
So, you know, there's lots of things, lots of people you can phone. You mentioned a company there, and but you didn't mention a number. How can they report it? Was there a number?
Action Fraud, yes, sorry. 0300 123 2040.
Okay. Good advice. Thanks for coming in for that. Now, I know you're, well, because you told us that you're doing something in a county press very soon. You've got your own page.
Oh, no, not quite a page.
They ought to give you a page.
They ought to give me a page, definitely.
I'll have a word with, is it Alan Marriott?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
He must be coming up for retirement.
He very kindly gave us a monthly column. So I've tried to put useful information and tips on staying safe in on a monthly basis. December's one, I believe, is coming out next week. And we're just warning people to be really careful at Christmas, because we're all busy, we're all spending money, we're all stressed and in a hurry, and quite often our guard can be down. So I've just put in some handy hints there about how you can stay safe at Christmas and just things to look out for.
Brilliant. So can you go through a few bits, or is it got to be an exclusive for the county? I don't want to upset them.
No, I'll share it with you, Ian.
No, good, because it's good to hear it from other people, and if this has an effect on certain people over Christmas, and it saves, I don't know, X amount of people the hassle, the pressures,
yep,
losing finances and so on, and so be it. I think that's a good thing.
A major part of our remit is getting the word out there and raising awareness about scams and keeping yourself safe. So I'm happy to talk about it whenever, really. So first of all, be wary of emails from a bogus charity or ones that purport to come from legitimate charities but contain links to scam sites. If you want to give to a good cause at Christmas, and many of us do, go through a charity. Look for them yourselves, find them on your own site. Don't go via emails, don't go via... It's the unsolicited and uninvited contact.
Yeah.
So whether that's phone, letter, email, door knocking, unsolicited and uninvited contact is the one thing to be wary of. Do your own research and find out yourself genuine companies and do it that way.
Makes sense.
Fake delivery emails. So there are emails that purport
what are you
to-
laughing at, Julie?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What's she laughing at?
I'm not getting a word in edgeways, as usual.
Well, you're not, are you?
Go on, you take over.
You
take
sit
over.
Back.
No.
Ladies, please, don't fight over this, all right?
Basically, fake delivery emails. I mean, we're all buying goods online and getting them delivered to our homes. And you may receive an email that purports to come from a legitimate courier company. I would suggest that you never respond to that, because you don't know whether it's real or not. If you do click on a link again, it's always a link, you will probably find that your computer may even be sent a virus. Anything can happen. So if anything like that comes through and you have ordered goods from that company, go to the company's website and use the contact details there.
Good advice. And just come back, these people are sneaky, they're cleverer than you and I, and they know that by doing something that you think that isn't going to damage you in any way, by clicking on a link or when you're told to push 5 on a telephone, we all think that, wow, what's the damage there that I could do? But quite clearly they've got something set up that they can do something, they can do some damage to you. So basically, don't do those things. Just don't do anything. Don't do what they ask you to do.
No.
Otherwise, you're just leaving the door open. And just think that they are, don't be insulted by it, but they are cleverer and sneakier than you can ever be.
Mm,
and they'd have the milk out of your tea without you even noticing.
That's right.
Anyway, sorry, I stopped you mid-flow. What's the other point?
That's okay.
No, go on, you carry on. So be very careful of your mobile as well, particularly with smartphones. Look out for text scams and offers that come through social media and instant messenger apps. So I think I read about one yesterday. Apparently Asda was offering £85 worth of vouchers if you shared the link or clicked on something, and again, it's a scam. They set up a fake Asda Facebook, a social media page, and were doing this to try and get people's details so that they can then be scammed in the future, because criminals will get hold of your details and they will sell them on you'll be on what's called a victim's list, and your information will be sold on. And that's what they try and do through contacting that information.
Cool. That was a cough, wasn't it?
Feeling a bit poorly.
She's not been well.
I can hear that. Go on, what else you got?
Basically, yeah, if you think you have fallen victim to a scam, contact your bank as quickly as possible. Cancel your cards. The banks are really good at helping out. Certainly stopping any further money from coming out anyway. If you want advice on scams, you can call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline, which is 0345 404 506. And again, use Action Fraud to report scams, and that's 0300 123 2040. And for any more information, we try and keep our website up to date with all the current scams that we get told about, so that's on iwasp.org.uk. And there's lots of handy useful hints there for staying safe as well, protecting yourself and your family and friends.
Okay. Brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you for coming in, ladies. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And even if that saves just half a dozen people a lot of hassle over the Christmas, then so be it. You'd have done your job. But hopefully, people will see the common sense in. Don't talk to these people. Don't push things that you're not quite sure of. Don't be afraid to delete things. Don't be afraid to hang up.
Yep.
They'll phone back. If it's legit, they'll phone back.
Exactly.
It's just common sense. And, one of the simple things is just check your bank statements.
Yep.
If they say you haven't paid, check. Don't just hand over things. All right.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry, I took over a bit. thank you for coming in, and we probably won't see you before Christmas, but have a lovely, safe Christmas. I hope your cough gets better soon.
Thank you, Ian. Merry Christmas.